Jim and myself and Roger, our drummer, had been in a previous band that kind of fell apart. And then I kind of like put it back together with some other guy playing bass. And, you know, we were Cinecide. But, you know, we were still gelling. You know, it's, I mean, I had this idea in my head, but, you know, you have to kind of bring everybody along. You've got to write some new songs. You know, it's, so it was that nucleus of Jim, Roger, and myself. And so when then that got a kind of a false start and fell apart, I still wanted to do Cinecide. And that's when I wrote Gutless Radio. And what we ended up doing for that record was we didn't have a bass player. And Jim tracked the guitar, Jim tracked the bass, Roger did the drums, and I did the vocals for both of the songs on there. And as soon as we issued that record, which was in the summer of 77, as soon as we issued it, we came in contact with this old buddy of ours, Clay Albertson, who we had gone to high school with and was in like a band with him in high school, you know, which was more than 5 years. Yeah, 5 years before that. So, you know, he was back in town and we were like, hey, so, you know, we brought him in and we were ready to go. And so that was by, I think we did our first gig in like January 78. And then he did the bass work on that second disc, Black Vinyl Threat. And then the next one was Positive Action, which was an EP. And then the next one was Tough Girls 45 with You're Dragging Me Down.